Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, here's the way I envision it. She goes, has maybe a part-time job, works in one of these, gleans all the information she can. Then maybe she starts her own little thing. If her own little thing gets, gets significant enough, she can bring in some other people to do that. She's going to meet people that do that.
Classic pyramid scheme.
Yes. I can give her a little seed. Yeah. I can give her a little seed. But no, I don't want multiple franchises. I'm talking about one decent salon or spa.
MLM. You know? Multi-level marketing, Mike.
I'm not doing multi-level marketing. I just wanted to have her own little place. That's what I was thinking. I still love to see their smile. And I love, you know, another thing? I love to watch them eat. I love to watch my kids eat. I love to watch the kids eat.
That's where we part ways, Mike. The food thing with you, I don't know what's going on.
No, it's not. I love to see my kids eat. I enjoy it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Oscar Santana back from his vacay.
Finest boy in the world.
Yes, sir. Count them. Only three mistakes during that first opening, but that's okay. That'll be the last day you do it.
In post, Mike, they're not going to hear that. Why show them what the magic's about?
It's better than you did last time.
Well, do you know
it's better than you did last time, so I'm proud of you.
There are times where Rob will be like, hey, babe, Pony. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Hey, Pony, do you mind tidying up that beginning? It was a little messy. So you never know when he makes mistakes. I am given that as well.
I have a question for you. Because as I was experiencing the joy of you being gone for a week in New England on your summer vacation.
Had fantastic
and
shows,
still
by the
managing
way.
To come into the studio late after being gone when you knew you had to run Rob's board. And then as I was getting, and by the way, I don't get meltdown mad. I just get minorly upset. But then again, you know that you've known it forever.
Mike, but I can't set the bar high.
I don't get it. And then as I'm sitting there and Pony's telling me Oscar will be in momentarily at 9 o'clock.
You're the wrong person to tell him.
I looked over and I see your wife.
Yes.
Like walk by, which means your wife was here before you were here. Is that accurate?
I would say my wife wanted to leave the house early because around 8 o'clock, I said, where are you going?
Bless her.
Where are you going? She goes, I need to get to the office early. And I said,
bless her. Something that's never come out of your mouth.
Are you going to tell me? Because I've been here watching the Today Show like a 50-year-old man. And she goes, oh, no. I have to get in super early. And I said, all right. See you later.
So what time did she arrive at the village?
Probably around 8:15, I imagine.
8:15?
Yeah, she had to walk the dog.
That would have been, it was just, it's nice to know that she's more punctual.
She doesn't have the town I have. I mean, that's the hard part. You know, that's really the grind.
Is she by nature more punctual than you are?
No.
She's not?
No. I had to work on that. You think I'm late. I had to work on that. These women really have to get ready before they go out.
So it's just interesting. I mean, it's kind of interesting you're both going to the same
destination. Haley's comment, Mike. This happens rarely.
Okay, all right. I just thought it was Pony, did you not find that fascinating that we had Shannon bopping all around and, and Oscar meandered in at about 9:02?
It's fairly common. You know, I'm used to
this guy. It's not a friendly guy. A foe.
Well, welcome back. It's good to see you. How you been? How is every little thing?
Restful, a beautiful, wonderful vacation I had. Not at all. But I'm happy to have had the break.
What's the matter? What happened?
Look, I love kids and I love my family. And I was there for a baptism. Shout out to little Sebastian as I am a godfather once again. I have this Latin guilt built over me because I don't get to see my niece and nephew and my two nephews and now niece enough. I just don't. So when they're around, which they were this entire vacation,
right?
I wake up when they wake up and my nephew wakes up at 6:30, 7 in the morning, every morning.
Okay. All right.
And while my brother said, stay at a hotel, do what you guys need to do, you know, partly in Boston, partly in Cape Cod, because I've got this guilt and I'm a masochist, Mike, Every time. Didn't matter if I went to bed at midnight, 2 a.m., watching Hard Knocks late night on HBO in the Cape. No. I would wake up like clockwork to greet my little nephew in his crib because I feel like this only I only have like 4 or 5 times to do that before they get too big, right?
This is the brand new baby.
This is my brand new baby. Well,
how old is
he's
baby
three.
Sebastian?
He's almost 3 now.
This is Sebastian?
Yeah, Sebastian, yes.
Great name. Name of my next door neighbor up in Maine.
Oh,
I don't know if you knew
good
that.
Man.
Yeah.
Good man. Good man, I bet. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So when Tio Oscar, who's not used to having any responsibility before, let's say, 8 o'clock in the morning, has to wake up at 6:30 in the morning and be, by the way, kids, they're awake when they wake up at 6:30. Like, they're
right.
up. They're good to go. There's no like, let me stretch out. Let me like ramp up to the day. No, it is go time.
Later on in the show, I'll tell you what time I get up now.
Yes.
And I've seen the rest of my life.
Oh.
Not that it's making me
brutal,
depressed.
Brutal. I don't know how you do it, Mike. I'm 41, and I was just essentially a built-in Manny for the majority of my vacation, and I was wiped by 2.
Well, last week was the excitement of early going back to school. This week, I will settle with you with the discussion of the idea of settling on what it really is. But that's not me. I want to talk about you. So you're getting up at what time to go see the baby?
No, I'm staying in the baby's home because I'm staying in my brother's house at the beach.
Okay. Right.
And so I wake up at, honestly, when the baby wakes up, because I hear, estoy aquí, which means I'm here, and the little voice just screaming, being like, hey, I'm in the dark and I'm here. Man,
Estoy aquí the voice of your sister or your sister-in-law, or is it the voice of the baby
Sebastian.
Going crying? So he's crying.
And he's saying in Spanish, estoy aquí, because he speaks Spanish. Of course.
How old is the baby?
He's almost 3.
Oh, okay. So he's not that. So he can speak.
Yeah, he can speak. Yeah.
And language, Spanish is the first language.
Spanish, English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They got a nanny who speaks Spanish all day.
Estoy aquí. Estoy aquí.
And he's the cutest kid ever. You just want to, the cute side of kids. Like,
right.
Super nice. So I get in there and he's like, Tio Oscar. And you feel like $1 million. You feel, it doesn't matter if you've slept an hour or 2 or maybe 3, maybe hungover, who knows? And you walk in, you're like, oh, what's up, little guy? And you're like, let's take a nap. As I lay in the, and they have a bed inside his bedroom as well as
right.
a bunk. I lay in the bed and I'm like, let's go back to bed. Me, 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 me. And he's like, Tio Oscar, wake up. And I'm
yeah,
like,
he's up.
No, he's up. I thought
what
they
time is this? Is about 6:30?
Yeah, I thought they ramp up, Mike.
That's terrific.
Like, they need the sun to feed them energy.
No,
and then
no,
they start
up.
Moving.
No, 6:30 is about, first of all, at that age, 5:30 would not be unusual. And I know kids that have gone through 7 or 8 years where there's 7, 8-year-olds that are getting up at 5:30. And that's happening all the time. We're now at with our little guy waking him up at 6 to go. That's we're up at 5:30 in the O'Mara household. 5:30 every morning.
What time do you go to bed?
5:30. I went to bed last night at about somewhere between 10:15 and 10:30.
My brother and
Mrs. O'Mara went to bed at 9:30.
My brother and sister-in-law, Steady Eddie, going to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Now
9:30,
I know why.
10 o'clock.
Now
it's
I know why.
It's the rest of my life. I will not be a night out.
Vacation time, USA, hanging out.
Right.
I'm like, the Battle of Jack Daniels is going to drink itself. Everyone's in bed. I'm just going to drink, watch the cable for free and lay on their couch and drink drinks. And then I'm like, go to bed at 2 a.m., no big deal. And then you hear, estoy aquí. Estoy aquí. I'm like, oh my God, somebody get a nanny, please.
So did the brother and sister-in-law expect
I deserve
expect
that.
Expect you. Thank you, running
thank
the
you,
board.
Thank you.
Did they expect you to get up with the baby?
No. I actually had a talking to midweek and my brother said, hey man, we got a baby monitor. Like we switch off days, like mommy daddy day, if you want to call it that. And
like it was bothering them that
no,
you were
he
up
said,
with him?
You don't have to do this. You don't.
Oh, but
you,
but you,
you
were
never,
doing this out of generosity,
yes, yes.
saying, I will tend to the child
yes.
and let the brother and sister-in-law sleep in
yes.
because they're such hardworking doctors
yes.
When they're, which is a great thing to do. That's wonderful.
It's built into my DNA, Mike.
Once again, to bring her up again, did your lovely lady ever wake up with you and play with Sebastian?
The key word is maternal. And she does not have that chip because as I took a long ride with my brother, he was like, tell me how happy he is in his marriage. And I was
good.
Yeah, I was like, damn, pumped. The baby's
awesome.
Way to
go,
awesome.
Jose. Good Life job, good. Buddy. That's wonderful.
And then I looked at him. I was like, I'm happy too. But I would have been a little happy. This is on a Friday. We've been there all week, this past Friday. I said, I would love it if Shannon just kind of saw me get up and she'd want to get up with me and say, hey, I wonder what it's like to be a mom. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, you were getting, did you ask her? I said, no, but I figured by the fifth day that I'm waking up at 6:30 in the morning and I look wrecked by noon, that she'd be like, hey, do you want me to like try to wake up and, you know, be a mommy and pretend like we're, because I really, for me.
Does she stay up with you when you were doing your nocturnal stuff?
She goes to bed at 10 and wakes 10 up at noon.
No, she doesn't wake up at
10
noon.
To 10, 10 to 10, probably
10 a.m. 10 p.m. to 10 a.m.?
10 to 10.
Oh, that's so blissful.
Yeah.
That's great.
Old
that's
daddy
a woman.
Daddy daycare over here. D.O. daycare.
That's fantastic she does that. She, but never
she
any assistance.
Happy and rested. Life is good.
She enjoyed the vacation with you.
She changed a couple diapers here. During the day, she's there. I think maternal does not happen before 10 a.m. for my wife yet. Not yet.
You know,
not yet.
We got a long week together, pal. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you there are many questions. In fact, I want to do a whole segment on that, on the maternal factor. Sounds to me like you are ready.
No,
you
I'm not
are
ready.
Ready.
Actually, I failed. This was a trial test, and I failed miserably. And you know what happened at the end of the week? God bless my sister-in-law and my brother. They, you know how rich people have nice clothes for their kids?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's a real tell.
Right?
It's a real tell.
Like, oh,
I mean,
man,
you can fake it. You can fake it with cheap clothing, as I've done with my son. Yeah. Not cheap, but Carla sail hunts
babies.
Like nobody's sail hunts. Babies. But then you see the kids that are dressed like designers.
Yes.
And it's something to behold.
Look great. People would dress us all the time in designer clothing. You know,
right.
I would love a
Everybody
personal
would
shopper.
Look good.
That'd be
Absolutely.
Great. Absolutely. Yeah. So my brother says to me, he's like, hey, man, like you're doing really great with Sebastian. We have all his nice clothes, like really like little jeans, little vineyard vines, little shirts for like all these, everything put together.
Yeah, there's the New England yuppie logo right there. Vineyard Vines. Vineyard Vines. I always see the guys on the golf course wearing Vineyard Vines. Yeah. Hey, nice 23-inch waist. Congratulations, Vineyard Vines. Way to go. That's great. All cotton. Yeah, no synthetic materials for you that stretch, you effers. But anyway, go ahead.
So before we leave, I am loaded up with, I would say, 4 organized satchels. You know those clear bins that hold clothes that you can see everything in?
Yeah.
In the back of the Volvo, because we drove up to what would be Massachusetts. And then
why do you have satchels? Is it dirty laundry?
No,
that
not
you have,
satchels. I guess organized. Clothing organizers that say 0 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months, 12 months to 1 year, 1 year to, I guess, 3 now, right?
These are baby clothes that you're going to be donating? Is that what
now,
it is?
Given to us in case we have a baby in the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
No
okay,
pressure!
Well, that's good.
No
that's
pressure.
That's a good
Can't sign. Hide that in the trunk.
That's a good. How did Shannon feel about that?
She said, what's that? And I'm like, well, they gave us a bunch of nice baby clothes. She goes, why?
Okay, you two
Just
kids.
Just saying. Just you saying, we gotta take it down.
Kids.
Doesn't matter if we give it away to Goodwill. We gotta take it down and smile. That's what we're gonna do.
So every morning during the vacation, you're up with the little
am,
one.
And I have to say, look, it's funny to joke about it. It's not funny to say how wonderful it is to see that. I guess what would be reception when you see this little face and he's
welcome
like,
to the world.
He's
yeah,
like,
man.
Like,
there you go. You get
to
it.
See you, you know.
You get it. It's the greatest face in the world. It's the greatest face. My daughter Catherine had it. My daughter Elizabeth had it. My son Michael has it. That first of the morning face. I still love it when I see it from my 24-year-old who now has, has her headshots and is out there with
it's
representation.
Yes.
Who's going to be in a movie. I mean, it's been, who knows? Onward and upward. I still love to see their smile. And I love, you know, another thing? I love to watch them eat. I love to watch my kids eat. I love to watch
the kids
eat.
That's where we part ways, Mike. The food thing with you, I don't know what's going on.
No, it's not. I love to see my kids eat.
He loves to consume.
It's fantastic. No, but it sounds to me like you have the chip that this is what you always like. Who's your other nephew?
Luca and Sophia were there too. They rocked.
Okay, so and Sebastian is the only
he's the firstborn
and only so
of
far
Jose's, yes.
for Jose and his wife
yes.
and Lauren.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Is Lauren Hispanic? As
no,
well?
No.
Lauren is a
Lauren gringa? Is Italian. Yes, Italian American.
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. I don't think I've ever even seen Lauren. I don't think she's a doctor.
You
too,
did.
Right?
You met her at TMS Live in. At Falls Church at the State Theater.
All right. Okay. Yes, very good. Very good.
Years ago, I will tell. There's some highlights I'd like to get to maybe a little later in the program, but I'll give you some teases. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows if we have time, Mike? I I saw two first ladies this past break, one president, and a New England Patriot had rented my brother's beach house. And we found out when we arrived to his beach house, because I guess he has it on Airbnb. Pretty
sure. So he had rented plural, past tense?
Past tense.
Or he was going to rent?
Past
tense. He'd been in the house.
A current New England Patriot.
Oh, my God. Did you take a black light to the place and make sure there were no biological stains anywhere?
But I did my due diligence, because the reason we found out is because the neighbors came over who apparently don't rent their places out.
Right.
Hyannis. Nice place to live. Worst place to rent, because everybody will hate you for it. we don't rent our homes. How do you pay for them?
Vineyard just vines.
Nuts.
Hi, Muffy was coming by with her Vineyard Vines shift on, and she noticed that there was a New England Patriot in there. A football player. Could you at least have rented to an academic? My God, what's wrong with you? Yes, New England sensibility.
Bar none, the best vacation we've had with family-wise, because my sister and her whole family flew out from Los Angeles.
Can I ask
you
a Cape Cod question?
Yes.
Is it true that in these neighborhoods...
Oh, two Kennedys. Two Kennedys on the street. Two Kennedys. Look,
really?
Just like their, I guess, the grandfather at this point.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I have to ask you about is it true the architecture up there is very, very strictly regulated, where it's like white trim with cedar siding, unstained?
Oh, yes.
Cedar siding. And, it's not like you're going to go there and see, a Gordon Gekko house or anything.
No.
They all have that kind of traditional look, and it's very, very strictly regulated.
Except
is that
for the
true?
Kennedy compound, which is just massive, as it's close to my brother's
home.
Yeah,
they've got the white clapboard houses.
Cartoon-sized. Yes.
And you saw that? You saw the Kennedy compound?
Oh, I remember you taught me about deeded beach rights last year, last summer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
From their beach, you can see the compound. So
very
it's
cool.
Just, it's beautiful.
So you took a walk and walked up to take a look at it?
Well, you can probably. I did not walk too close. I learned a few things about decorum, Mike, as far as break. Also, to answer your question, everything's regulated. Some poor guy around the corner wants to put up a garage. Like, just a regular garage for his car.
Right. Yeah.
There is a notice that goes out, much like it does in the city of a historic area, and when you have a historic preservation society.
I get it. Right.
That says, hey, this guy wants to put up a garage. We're going to have a hearing about it. A garage.
Yep.
Nothing crazy, you know.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Frankie, shut up! Sorry, they're putting a new roof next to me. They're putting a new roof on the house next to me. Hurricane roof. We haven't had ours. We haven't finished our legal battle yet.
Hey, hi. Hey, Irma screwed our house too. Just go ahead and put it on there. We'll pay you later.
Anyway, yeah, it's that's that. So that very cool.
Life is
good. You said two first ladies?
Two first ladies, one president, former president, or president, and I would say family members. It was an overwhelming weekend.
Can't wait to hear all about it. This is now you combined work and play, right?
Yes.
You went
like
up there.
It's never just vacation.
All right. That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
I know you had a great experience.
I have some. I can share some details, but I would rather share them in the body of the show as I see my clock, Mike, which I don't have.
No, you don't have to worry about the time.
I worry about the time. Okay, good.
I worry about the time. You're fine.
Okay.
You don't have to deal with the time. You don't. I'm totally relaxed to go as long. I'm fascinated with all of this.
Okay.
I'm fascinated with you and your name and your wife's name. I don't know when it came up, but it might have been as early as this past weekend where we were talking. Carla and I were talking about you and Shannon and whether, who knows? There might be a little one in the
baby.
Offing.
It sounds
like
baby clothes. My wife isn't into having a baby yet, I don't think.
She's not.
Well, I mean, Mike, let's read the tea leaves. She doesn't wake up when the baby says, estoy aquí, estoy aquí.
See that, but I don't think Carla would have awakened if it was a family member's kid.
I don't speak Spanish, Baxter.
First of all, the age range, anybody waking up, the children waking up would be 35 years old and going to work. So that doesn't work on my side of that. But my point is, I don't think Carla would do the same thing. This is your connection. This is your comfort zone with you going into your nephew's room. Whereas Shannon, it's nice. She'll play with the baby, but it's not like it's got to be that blood relative connection for you to get up. That's an intimate time of day. That is an intimate. In fact, it is the most sweet and intimate time that I think parents have with their children is that first thing in the morning where their little eyes are opening up. And a lot of times I'll be up before Michael. I'll be sitting in my recliner and he'll come around the corner and, you know, there's no conversation. He just comes up, crawls into my arms and we hang out together. It's got to be a little closer. It's got to be a little bit more of that connect. That's my theory, you know. She
what
might just like
baby
to sleep till
in the
10.
Back? What about the baby clothes in the back?
The baby clothes in the back, the reaction might have been, oh, that's so nice. That's so sweet. That's not the reaction you got?
No, I got, what's that? What do we need those for? And I love my wife. But I was expecting maybe like, isn't that nice?
You know,
really
I'm starting the week
of
off really well with you because I really want to bring her in. I really want to bring her in and get her thoughts on it. But I will honor your
yeah,
wishes.
She's busy working, Mike. She got here early to work.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't give her that.
I totally understand. I understand 100%.
What about?
I get it. She's busy.
What about this move?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if your wife at any point said to you, maybe you should shave your head.
That was something that came from the vacation. Lean forward a little bit. Lean forward. Let me look. Oh dear. Yeah. Yeah. I see where the headphones go. That's I'm seeing a lot of white skin there. I'm seeing a lot of skin there. She's suggesting you you shave the head. Is that what it is?
This vacation was full of truths. And they weren't held back.
Yeah.
As my niece said to me, she goes, oh, no, you have hair, tío Oscar. You just have a lot more forehead than you used to.
I didn't know that you were missing a little bit on top.
Only a 9-year-old would tell you that, and you can't be mad.
So like, can I ask you this question about your hairline?
Yes. It's just painful.
You can make your comments about fat all day long. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm sitting here. It looks like the bulk of the hair. The hair is like the forehead goes up high. Then there's significant hair.
I don't need
what about the middle? What about the middle of the top of the head?
Oh, the top is it thinning? The top is fighting. Top is fight the good fight.
Oh yeah, it is. Oh dear. Uh-oh.
Losing battle.
Is Jose older?
Yes.
All right, is Jose losing his hair?
No, he actually chose the right path in life, something that has a an actual proven track record.
A little Rogaine action?
No. He just picked a profession that has a trajectory that is clear.
It has nothing to do with hair, Oscar, whether he's making money or not.
Stress.
It has
nothing to do. I have more gray hairs than my brother does. More. Okay. He looks young. All he's doing, he's putting himself to sleep, I bet.
Yes.
All he has an anesthesiologist, best stress ever.
All right, get ready to press the button. Okay, welcome back, you mallet head. All right, we're set to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends. Welcome, newbies. If you're a newcomer, we welcome you to... what, in my humble opinion, is the greatest podcast on the face of the earth and a great radio show as well. If you've been here for the entire ride, God bless you, and we'll see you in Las Vegas The Mike O'Mara Show is on now from Long Pond, Pennsylvania to Winterset, Iowa, from Alexandria Bay, New York to Bellevue, Washington, from Vallo, Germany to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Hims. It's summertime. Summertime. And I bet you think you can hide that thinning hair under a baseball hat, Oscar.
What?
Wrong. You're not fooling anybody. The fact is 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. So you got to act now. The solution?
Science!
Courtesy of 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com, and I have a good friend of mine who I'm going to be telling to use that product at 4hims.com real soon. Order now. Our listeners can get a trial month of Hims right now for just $5 while supplies last. Do it today. See the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And good to have you back.
Ooh, yes.
I look forward to this. Is our new kind of schedule, as we decided we'd offer up live programming for the entire summer for everybody. And you know, we'll still have our days when we're the three of us are going to be doing something, but this is kind of new. And Rob Spiewak is off for the entire week, and he will be back a week from today, so we're looking forward to Rob.
Okay, congratulations on the sellout, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep. Personally about it.
Yeah, it was an interesting week while you were gone. We had a bit of a moment with your other radio partner who had a little concern over the fact that we are doing a golden ticket and platinum ticket promotion with our fruitcakes, which I guess you guys just finished doing a similar promotion with your trading cards, which, by the way, yours is fine, Chad's is fine, but drab T-shirts, playing card. I told Chad when I talked to him, please get me a copy of that one. That to me is the one. Put that one up on the refrigerator. That's the one with the police shirt that is just spectacular. Anyway, so Chad was freaked out, and you know, I read a cryptic post on Facebook that said something like,
"I was wondering how you guys connected."
You know, I can't believe Mike would do this. I pray that Oscar didn't know anything about it. That was the post that immediately got me to pick up my phone and say, you know, and by the way, you know how I am, right? With those, he's probably not used to me doing that because he doesn't work for me on this show.
Yes, yes.
He picked up the phone and I didn't even hesitate. No salutations. But I said, "What did I do?" That was the tone. That was the tone that I had. And that's when he explained the whole thing. And, you know, really, the ideas, there are ideas and then there are ideas. I think during the course of the conversation Chad and I had, we probably speculated on, just since the movie came out in 1970-ish, how many radio stations have done a golden ticket promotion? You probably would get a few. You would probably get a few. But he's fine. Everything is right with the world. The one thing that concerned me is that he said, if you had known about it and let me go ahead and do it, that would have been the end of your partnership. That was a concern. I didn't think.
And I guess threats and stability is something that I've never been, comfortable with in any incarnation of my big Owen Dukes, radio career / podcast career.
Yeah.
I think, look, and the way I found out about it is similar to you, as I initially saw a thread on Twitter and I was like, I'm not going to go ahead and say I know nothing about this on Twitter because I don't want to ruin it if there's like a bit happening. I thought it was a bit. I'm on vacation. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think during the conversation I had with Chad, I said to you, I said that if this is exactly how it would have gone, and it wouldn't have been a comfortable moment for you because it would have gone down where you would have piped up, but it wouldn't have been comfortable for you. You know exactly how it would have gone down. I would have come into you guys. I would have said, "Hey, I got this idea. Why don't we improve the fruitcake sales? We'll do a golden ticket for DC, a platinum ticket for down here in Florida." And you said, "Oh, Mike, we just got done doing this, and I was like, and then I would have screamed for about 5 minutes, just going, "Oh God, yeah, Big Owen Dukes, forget it." And then, of course, you know, the end result was I wouldn't have done it.
No,
I wouldn't have done it because it would have made me look bad.
Yeah, your radio instincts are never to want to look like a hack or light.
You don't want to look like somebody stealing.
Yeah.
The fact that I went ahead and did it, and then all the kind of men, we're still doing it, so we're still getting a platinum ticket and a golden ticket.
It was done.
Yeah, that was.
I got the hot call from Drab and Chad, and I'm at Spanky's, which is a
Spanky's
in Hyannisport.
What do they do there?
I'm enjoying a wonderful lobster roll.
Mm.
And what could ruin a lobster roll meal with your friends and with family, just 12 of us around, is when old Oscar Santana, make it all about him, gets a hot call from Chad and Drab and says.
Were they taping the show at that point?
No, they were. No? I think they were at The Fan.
It was prior
to Chad's show, it was lunchtime.
Okay, I got it.
And I was like, oh, there must be a problem. I honestly thought like somebody had gotten fired or something happened. That's the type of call you get on vacation.
Sure.
Because you're like, oh my God, something happened. Right. And this is the worst.
It is a pathetic world. Did you have a bad vacation?
I mean, I had an okay vacation. Could have been better. But if I told you it was great, Mike, it wouldn't be fun. It wasn't great. So I'm not lying. So I get up, walk out of the restaurant to make this call because you don't want to have a call. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you effing know that Mike and the guys are doing? And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, they're doing a golden ticket promotion. And I said, no way. I said, nothing was scheduled like that. They're like, no, they're doing it. Listen to the, they gave me time codes and this and that. And I'm like, guys,
wow,
I have no idea what's going on. I'm on vacation. I'm sure is a mistake. We'll figure it out. And that was that. And then next thing
I give Chad credit. He believed me right away.
Yes.
And then, because he can't argue. If I was sitting there and it was like a really like original, spectacular idea that was going to directly impact us all very well, I would have probably been cagier about it. But no, when I talked to Chad about it, he immediately knew. Because, I mean, if you guys had just done it and I'd been aware of that, of course I wouldn't have done it. It would have made me look like a schmo. And the thing I was pissed about is that usually we share so much audience that we would get listeners that would have hipped me to that, but that didn't happen. And so
they hipped them to it. They hipped them.
They hipped them to it. Yeah. Thanks. But the most important thing, even though initially – something was said like, Chad did make me laugh when he called it. Something was said like, I can't believe that you could not have known about that. And I said something along, when Chad first came on the show, said nothing better than getting a call from Mike O'Mara who says, are you calling me an effing liar on, before his show? But I was pissed. I was pissed off because I didn't do that. I wouldn't have done that. I was pissed off. I was pissed off because I felt initially during the call that he was, calling me a liar. And, in fairness to Chad, once he calmed down and we talked about it, he did understand there would be no benefit in me doing that.
No.
The promotion is not so scary.
I also mentioned in hindsight with a series of texts with Drab, where I was like, look, man, I spent 9 years properly for the Big Owen Duke show, 10 years for the Mike O'Mara show in these current incarnations.
Yeah.
Making sure there's no overlap of what we do.
Yeah, and then
F it, we're going to do this. And Mike, when you've said you've taken things from anyone, you've always given credit. You have no qualms about it.
The live shows were born out of going to a Big Owen Dukes live show, and that's when I started doing them. And that's been a massive part of our show, and I give full credit.
Both parties, but I would say it was not a call I was expecting on vacation. It was not a call I was expecting in the middle of lunch of what was the best lobster roll in my life. When they actually don't care about the roll, they just put so much lobster on there that you can't see the roll.
Yeah, you don't want to be bothered with something like that. And then it ended up being I started
great
laughing.
For the show.
I started laughing halfway through the call because I thought this is going to be good material. And in fairness to your radio partner, he came on the show and we had a very, very nice chat and then talked about you, which we always do. Nothing but praise. Nothing but incredible, shining praise. It was interesting. But everything is, to be honest with you, it'll be great to have everybody back in the fam.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only person that we have ignored, and we will talk about this when we come back, because I think it's really, really important to address Maddie Masiello, mm-hmm. had her lovely holiday in Ireland and Italy. I was away for, you guys gave me a week and a half, which was fantastic for my golf tournament. And then you went away as well. And, you know, the fact is... We've missed Pony Boy Matthew Bloom, so that's who we have to maybe discuss that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, because you know what, everybody needs a little downtime.
Oh my God!
Yes,
we all so do. We'll,
and perhaps a trip to Japan could be interesting. We'll take a little break, and we will come back with what I love more than anything else: a chat with Pony on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
Hi, I'm Pony.
Hi.
Do you like bonuses?
Oh, yes.
How about shows?
Oh, love them, yeah.
Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
The Mike O'Mara bonus show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
Thank you, Pony. Works so well. Welcome back. Turn that down a little bit. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why my wife and I love Noom. Noom, a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part, Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. Anybody that's gained and lost weight, you know I'm in that category, recording what you eat and knowing the calories that are going into your body, it's a big, big deal. Not only does it let you know what's happening, but it also can control the way you put food in your body. And Noom's database has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. It's fantastic. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, we kind of let you slip through the cracks there, Pony. I mean, I don't know what happened. So the you know, I mean, it's like you know, Rob's been gone, Oscar's been gone, Maddie's been gone. You're due, right?
I think that would be wonderful. I would love to take a week to decompress and relax and get work done. And
what is compressed in your life?
Oh, everything.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's good. I mean, Oscar, right? I mean, where is he going to go?
He's got such a great life here. We feed him. We take care of him. We bathe him.
We walk him.
Yeah. You're like a toddler.
Yeah, we walk him.
Toddler.
No, but he's still got a key.
You're my own Sebastian, except you're in your 30s.
But, you know, were you one? Did it ever cross your mind when Maddie went away that, you know, hey, I wouldn't mind. You wouldn't speak up. You wouldn't speak up because I thought about you. And because, you know what, believe it or not, as much as you might not think so, I'm thoughtful that way.
I love it.
So thank you. So when did it cross your mind that, hey, everybody's kind of taking their little moment?
That's a great question.
You know, it did. And I figured, you know what, if I get to take a vacation, I think it would be fantastic. But if not,
I feel
you know,
like you've been off already. No.
No. I mean, the last time I was off was when we had our group vacation. The show was off.
That counts. Mike.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, if I'm being honest here, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail here. Welcome back, Oscar.
Well, you're the guy. You wear a couple of hats. Yes. You're the co-host of this program, but you are also everybody's supervisor up there. You are my business manager up there, and you kind of tell everybody. So I can just duck out for a second down here.
I would say that... let's just the dynamics of the program. There are three principals and their support staff. When Maddie leaves, if you don't mind, Maddie, putting my business or your business out there, not my business, your business, is when Maddie leaves, she takes so much vacation, she does not get paid for some of that off time. She just doesn't. Okay. That's just what it
is. I get it.
That's agreement. You can't leave your job for a month and be like, hey, pay me. No, you just can't do that.
Okay, I understand that.
But she's like, so sad but true, sad but true. Pony is support staff. So it depends on what type of vacation he's looking at. If he's trying to pull a Maddie Masiello, if you take a month, we might have to find somebody to sit in that seat.
Well, you know what? You take that up with him.
Yes.
What are we looking at?
3 days? That, 3 days sanctioned.
You know what I was thinking would be 5 days and basically working remotely.
Don't get greedy. Three days.
That was my plan.
3 days. I'll meet you at, okay, 3.5. You're here in the afternoon.
I'll give him 5 days if he works remotely.
I work remotely. Yes, everybody should work remotely. Yes, we're good. We're good.
What, you're good with the 5 days if
fine,
he works remotely?
Fine. But 5 days split up between two weeks. So 2.5 days, 2.5 days.
I can do that.
Is that fair?
This is on you. One of the great things when you do come back is that's an element of me that I don't have to sit there. It was my idea, and I can be the benevolent guy where you come in like.
Once your website project is over.
I mean, the website project won't be done until like October.
All right. Well, let's look for something to look forward to, a carrot. 5 days then. No?
Well, sure. I don't know why you said to be the monster.
I don't have to be the monster
because I love it when you are. That's terrific.
Okay, how about
I really
this?
How about like
this? It. Let's give you a day a week for the next 5 weeks, and then technically you have all 5 days, but then we won't miss them in the current like reps that we need for his.
What is your perfect scenario?
My perfect scenario would be that
Oscar stayed away.
Yes.
And we had this discussion when he was gone. Is that what it is?
I would take 5 days and get some time down in Virginia Beach, maybe like 1 or 2 days down there, and work on the website project that I have right now.
I got it. I'm sorry. I don't know what he just said, but I'm sure it's a good idea. Moving on. What about, I've got a great idea. I'm going to create a giveaway of sorts. And if you buy enough of them, you could get a golden ticket that'll get you your 5 days vacation.
By the way, the golden ticket is very simple, and the platinum ticket, and we probably haven't promoted it enough because of all the consternation. And yes, let me give full credit to, in fact, I'll say it every time. This is an idea that I stole from the Big O and Duke show.
Oh, thank you.
And what we're doing is we're having a platinum ticket, which will be someone gets to come down here on our dime and hang out with me and do a show. There is about a 20% chance that after that's over, I may take you out to lunch.
Ooh,
all right,
depends
but
on
I
the
will
show
not.
Goes.
But you arrive. You arrive here. You arrive here at 8:45 a.m. And then at 10:30, when the show concludes its taping, that's when we might go out for an early. No, it's really, you know, it's awfully close.
It
could be like a Wednesday.
Mike, don't make guarantees that we can't keep.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to kick you the hell out. Yeah. I'll give you some souvenirs.
It'll be nice if a lunch happened.
Yes.
But if it doesn't, no worries. Yeah. You never were expecting it.
Precisely.
Right?
In fact, you'd be more likely to have a dinner the night you arrive
Ooh.
Than you would to have a lunch afterwards. Because especially if I've got a golf game, I'm not hanging out.
Let me ask.
And by the way, and later in the show, because I do want to bring this up today, even though we've talked about Oscar's vacation, my life has gone through a tremendous amount of upheaval today. As we start this Monday with Rob gone and Oscar coming back from vacation here in the O'Mara household, there's a lot going on. And what do I do while that's going on? And you'll hear it later, Pony. I'm thinking about you. All right.
Me?
If he works and he gets this, do you think he can accomplish?
Mike, I'm no monster. Just tell me when you think it's best for you. I'm going to let you make the decision. You're an adult.
Mm.
When do you want to go and see Mama Bloom
tomorrow
and see the beach? Next week? Not when Rob's gone. That's going to be tough.
No. I mean, I would say once Rob gets back.
Yeah.
And
why don't
we give it, the rest of the crew.
Yeah. Why don't we give a week of, if this is cool with you, we'll
stop
give
stop fidgeting with your cord.
Me?
You're making
me nervous.
No, I'm looking. I know you're nervous.
So why don't we do this? You let Rob get back. He works for a week. So that gets you roughly to September, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to September. First week of September, still fun down at the beach, still good times for old Pony Boy, still sunny, the sun's still shining with the heat wave going on. That's the week you take. Does that work for you, Mike?
It works fine for me.
Okay.
So not next week, but the week after.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
But that is subject to change.
That's a win for you.
There's a lot going on. Subject to change. We have to figure out if it works. If it works. Right now, there's a lot of moving parts.
Now, that's now here's Pony answering you honestly, all right? This is the way, if this was me, I would answer you by saying, yeah, that works for me. When the reality would be, like, I can't do it like the guys do it. Like, one comes back, the other goes. I can't do that. You got to wreck that. I was really already looking forward to it.
Learn your position. If that's what's happening, I've learned my position. It's the Michael Mara show. Mike does what he wants, right? And I make sure it happens.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is my show. It's your show as well, but we are on the same plane, by the way.
Would next Mike, week, not so much. Which would be better, next week or the week after?
For you? Yeah, I think the week after.
In a perfect world. Okay.
I think there'd be less traffic. I think it'd be less people down at the beach.
That's it. Done. You're
Addie,
done. All right, you got
what
it.
What do you
that's
think good. About all this?
I think this sounds like a great plan.
I can't. I so wish Maddie was just a little meaner. I was just like, I don't think we can spare it. That's what I would say. That's what I would say with that. But it's one. Yeah, so get out of here. All right.
Yes, thank you. Thank
not
you,
next week, but the week after. We want to have 1 week where everything's
TBD.
Together. Can we spare him?
Well, I want to say yes, we can, but I don't know for sure because we have that new location opening downtown.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and
all
you know
right.
how they're, you know, I can't guarantee it. If I guarantee it now, I can't forgot go back on a guarantee.
I forgot that. That's special. All right. I understand that. Yes. How is that going, by the way? Is that all right? Everything all right with that?
Fantastic.
You're happy with the way it's developing?
Mike, I don't want to ever get happy, as I told Shannon.
All right, don't get happy. Yes. It's important not to
we gotta
get happy.
Right? We got to keep grinding. We got to keep working. Hopefully, not everyone takes vacation at the same time when we need them, but we'll okay. see what it looks like.
Look, I'm just thinking, you know, I think big picture in that way. Just want to keep everybody happy and make sure everybody's, with this new thing, by the way, would you not agree that with our vacation schedule, we just kind of ham-handed it this year? We all kind of like, it was never something we talked about.
We didn't want people we not to have content.
It. We just stumbled into it.
May
that's
I share?
The way we're going to do it now forever, and I get three extra days.
I don't keep score, Mike, because you know why? It's not like what you've done and what I've done.
I understand. I understand. That's
this
fine.
Is just this is your program. Just, yeah, we're here because of you. Please, if you need the time.
Let me put it to you this way, and I can always go back to this and say a year in advance. Yeah. Next year, I'll do the same thing, all right? I'll do the same thing, give or take 2 days.
I like it.
Thank you.
See, that's how you answer, Pony. I like it. I like it. Let's see what happens.
Give or take 2 days.
Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not?
We have to take a break. No. You play the music. But anyway, play that. Yeah, there we go. We got it. Got the music. There it is.
Mike.
Hey, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the upheaval in the O'Mara household and how life's about to change. As a matter of fact, it changes today right here. And I will tell you all about my lovely wife, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, some new doings down in Florida. We'll be right back.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tan gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Cheers. Let me tell you about Cheers. This stuff works. Cheers Restore is an after-alcohol aid designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. Whether you drink a little or a lot, take Cheers after a night out and you'll feel at least 50% better the next morning. 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before going to bed, you'll feel better in the morning. They guarantee it. It's like an antacid for alcohol. Cheers Restore neutralizes alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great. No more headaches, nausea, or sluggishness the next day. And it's healthy for your liver, too. That's a biggie. For a limited time, our friends at Cheers are giving our listeners a chance to try out Cheers Restore for free. To take advantage of this offer, simply go to takecheers.com/TMOS and take the 30-second quiz. You pay $1 for shipping, and your 4-dose sample bottle will be on its way along with a free gift. Again, that's takecheers.com/TMOS to get your first 4 doses of Cheers Restore for just $1. Cheers. It's the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol, and I know you're going to love it because contrary to what I've heard in the media, the Mike O'Mara Show listening audience likes to have an occasional toddy at night, an occasional cocktail. I might know this because of the 5,050 pictures of booze that I saw over the weekend. So take Cheers, and you'll be all good to go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you didn't do an audio vault, right? That's on me.
No, no, I have not done an audio vault.
All right, we're not going to do an audio vault today. I'll maybe do a couple this week. We'll see what happens with that. Rob Spiewak returns a week from today. We look forward to that. So Mrs. O'Mara has been thinking about when Michael got back to school that she would pursue other interests. And so that's why I'm here to announce today on the Mike O'Mara Show that she's taken a lover.
Oh,
She has talked about doing this. And for, about a year or so, we've said, well, you know, what are you going to do when you go back? You're going to go back into the court reporting game that she was in before? No, she has wanted to work in cosmetology with skin and be what's called, I didn't know this term before I knew, before she mentioned it, an esthetician.
Mike?
Which is somebody who does facials and all that. And
dual income, dual income, dual income, dual income, dual income, dual income, dual income.
You know, she doesn't want to just sit around and do nothing.
That's fantastic.
So, and, it's ready for her to go out and look at how excited you are. Look at how excited
Mike,
you are.
You should be this excited. When Shannon took a job that was meaningful, I was so I did a dance to myself. I said, woo, yes.
Well, this is training before job, so there is no right now. It's money going out, not money coming in. But she is going into starting today, all day, and for 11 weeks, she is in a very intensive training program where she will be a licensed esthetician. Which these are the people that clean your pores.
I know this world, Mike, because that's what my mom did for a living.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. That's exciting.
She did this at the Elizabeth Arden Red Door Salon.
Well, it was weird, though, today, because not only at the ripe old age of 60 do I now at 6:30 in the morning take a 6-year-old to the bus stop, but when I come back, Mrs. O'Mara is getting herself all ready to begin her day.
Oh, she's got a backpack, too.
She's got a
bag
lunch? Said today, I came into the bag lunch. I came into the kitchen today. I said, "Hey, both my kids are going to school today. Isn't this special? Isn't this special?" And I know you were saying to me that I should be, excited and thrilled with all that. Well, I mean, I think down the road it's nice to, we'll have a little extra coming in. That's always important.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, but it feels a little, to be honest with you, it's. Feels a little sad as I get done with this and the house is going to be... Why is that gross? Why is that gross?
Who? No, this isn't sad. This is who's going to take care of Mike now. This is completely selfish.
I know.
What are you going to do for lunch? You going to make yourself a PB&J?
What's going to happen? What's gonna happen? Probably something like that. I'm actually taking a friend to get their colonoscopy.
Really?
So, that's it. Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, I'm a nice person.
I'm a nice person.
Look, I think, Oscar, I think, you know how you and I both think this way. And this is why we get along, because we think big picture, all right? I don't think I want her, scraping off some 70-year-old skin in a salon. I think big picture. I think Carla's got the juice and the energy to, this could be a Shark Tank thing. Create the next big face peel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think she could
do that.
I think she could. I think you should know this, that you have to lower your expectations. I know. And not because I don't think she's capable of creating that. I would say that every person's different. The experience I have seen, and I thought you were going to go a different route.
What do you think I was going to talk about?
I thought you were going to say maybe she could open her own skincare facility. She could do something. That's more, I would think, realistic.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. She doesn't have to invent the next face peel. But I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I like the idea of her, you know, learning the ropes of this. And then, I think big picture.
There's a possibility. Now, there's a lot of competition out there, as you know.
Right.
So you got to look at the competition. But the idea that she's fostering a new interest that's not you or Michael, I think is good for her independence. You know, she's growing up, so she's probably has she yearns for her own life outside of living in your shadow.
Right.
But for you, it's probably hard because you've had this like wonderful wife that was like built in to take care of you left and right. You've gone through all your medical maladies. You're finally clearing that, God willing.
She was there.
Knock
she
on wood.
Was there for me.
She could have left. Most people would have.
Absolutely.
And she stayed. And now it's her time. It's not your time.
It is. And Mr. Honda, isn't this our time? No, I have to tell you this. I really, really, really love the idea that she's doing this. She's a go-getter. And, I've even taken to writing down, you know, if this got to be, here's the way it starts. She gets her license.
Yeah.
Then
don't
she
put
goes,
too much pressure on her.
She goes, I'm not putting any pressure. There's no, this is her. This is all her.
Okay.
If anything, the pressure is on as I'm giving her the sad puppy look as she's walking out the door. And I'm like, enjoy your day with all those overly made up girls that you're going to this school with, you know, all the people.
Maybe she'll make girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah. I said, take pictures. instead of No. So she goes off and does it. I'm jotting down like here's the way I envision it. She goes, has maybe a part-time job, works in one of these, gleans all the information she can. Then maybe she starts her own little thing. If her own little thing gets, gets significant enough, she can bring in some other people to do that. She's going to meet people that do that.
Classic pyramid scheme. Yes.
I can give her a little seed. Yeah, yeah. I can give her a little seed. But no, I don't want multiple franchises. I'm talking about one decent salon or spa.
MLM.
You know?
Multi-level marketing, Mike.
I'm not doing multi-level marketing. I just wanted to have her own little place. That's what I was thinking. It might be terrific. And I'm giving names of it. Like, for example, Freddy Krueger's facials. Freddy Krueger's. Edward James Almond.
I don't, don't want to pull.
The James Woods retreat for skincare.
I don't want to pull a Rob Spiewak because I'm not a one-upper. Right. You know, that's not my DNA. But I might have a great name. A great
really?
Name.
Really? All right. All right. What would it be?
Face.
I don't even know. All I know is I will also be the recipient. And I said, as long as she doesn't burn a layer of skin off my face, I'm more than willing to let her experiment
on
me.
Antonio Brown. Some cryogenics.
Yeah, I will not do no cryogenics
no,
for me.
No, don't
but
do
I'm
that.
Ready for her to, you know, experiment on me. I can handle it.
Some attractive cosmetology friends and they all come up and like they do makeup, you know.
Come to the house.
You get to watch them.
Come by the pool. Who's that fat guy? Is that your father? No. Hi, girls. I'm ready for my peel. I'm ready for my peel.
When you drop
right now.
Carla off. Now.
Yeah.
Backpack, bag lunch. Was it the same?
We have two vehicles. That's why we drove 26 hours from Maine. We have two cars.
I thought it was the same goodbye as you had for little Michael at school.
No. Today, the Michael's drop-off was great. The bus driver hung a U-ey at our community, so I didn't have to go right out into the street.
Auto?
He pulled right in. Yeah. And by the way, the guard down here in our, you know, at Cocoon Acres comes up and says, hey, if you see any of those buses hang a U-turn, make sure you let me know the number on the bus. Now, I don't think it counts when they come into the community. I think it's just out on the street. But I'll ask him because I want to make sure that I follow the rules. But he has a good send-off today, and everything's going well with him. Everything's fine. It's just different. Rob's not here. You're coming back from vacation. Carla's going to school. Michael's only on his second week of school. I'm 60 f-ing years old.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You said you drove down from Maine?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you take, when you're going through New York, because I just did this fresh, yesterday we drove down from Cape Cod.
Didn't go through New York.
What?
81, baby.
What's 81?
Pennsylvania down through Charlotte, North Carolina. Easy peasy without a boat. Last time I did it, I trailed a boat and I almost had a nervous breakdown. But a tiny little Subaru,
yes.
No problem at all.
Okay.
No problem at all.
Have you in the last 6 months driven through New Rochelle / George Washington Bridge?
No, haven't been near it. No, okay. Haven't been near it at all.
The infrastructure in this country is crumbling and it's already broken down in New Rochelle. I didn't know about New Rochelle. I just heard about it in maps.
New Rochelle is a suburb of New York. You're talking about right around near the GW Bridge,
yes,
right?
Yes. When I was driving through that, I remember looking up and saying, where are we? I know we're near New York City, but where is this? What essentially looks like Beirut after the first bombing in the 80s and then the second bombing. And I said, now, not the neighborhood. Now, there is something quaint about New York City. People want to move there. They want a big city. The dreams are built there, Mike. Our friend AJ here from Podcast Village wants to move to New York, go to SNL.
My daughter lives there.
Yes. You know? Your daughter lives there. We have listeners from there. Hey, Paul Lee.
Hey, Paul Lee.
Why is there so much garbage on the side of the roads of what is supposed to be the most powerful city in the world? Why so much garbage? Is it so much population? Look, the potholes,
what it is.
I get.
Right.
But it doesn't even seem like anybody, and I guess, what is it, DDOT in New York City is working towards cleaning up the piles of garbage on these exits getting off of this wonderful highway.
Let me tell you why. It is the population. It is the population, and it's a twofold reason, all right? You look at that, it's the sheer numbers of people, with people chucking stuff out of their car, people breaking down in their car, leaving stuff off the side of the road, and the second part of this goes like this. I'll posit this to you. Would you get out of your car on any of those exits to say, oh, look at that, it's a subway wrapper, and risk your life? Because if you do, I have news for you. It's not a question of, like, getting a car running you over. It's instant death.
What?
It's instant death if you get
what
out of there.
What borough, you know, is New Rochelle? I feel like I'm just destroying this place, but I'm telling you, I wanted to be clear about where we were, where I said, these roads shouldn't be open. They shouldn't be open. There are too many divots and potholes, like something an esthetician could never help on someone's face. There's so much going on.
Back in the 1980s, yes. A guy that I went to school, Mark Fiedelholtz, who was a bit of a nudge and drove a bunch of the boys up to my home state of Connecticut, and he had to go through New York. And somehow this guy wangled his way into the car, and he wangled his fetal. And I said, but for almost half of the journey, I'm saying, all right, so where do you want to be dropped off in New York? He said, they just dropped me off. I said, no, fetal, you have to say. And he had that attitude, kind of, you drop me off wherever you want. I said, fetal, we got to tell you. Got to tell us where you want to be dropped off. This went on for 2 hours. Mm. We're getting closer. Okay, we're on the Jersey Turnpike. We're outside of New York City, and finally, said, just whatever. Just drop me off. I said, "What, on the highway?" Yeah, sure. I said, "Well, we have to take an exit, Fetal." So I dropped him off in the Bronx on Jerome Avenue. And back, let me tell you something. Back then, Jerome Avenue was not the place you wanted to be. He made it. He survived. We were happy that he survived.
That's a Bronx Tale time, Mike. That's what it was.
Bronx Tale. It was
Bronx Tale.
Yeah, he lived. He lived through it. But yeah, it's just nasty. And I urge you, next time you're going through New England, do what I did. You know, although, no, you can't because you're coming down to Virginia. Hey, guess what? I don't visit Virginia anymore.
So go right around the state. Right around the state. See you guys next time.
Happy. Yes, sir. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. ABC. A always. BBC. Calling the Yak Shack. AIDA. Ad. Interest. Drunk. Asshats. Ad. Do you have something to add? Interest. Are you interesting? I know you are, because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk. Have you had a few drinks tonight? And asshats. That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. F*** you. That's my name.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey! Summer's hot, right? Whoa! See, he's with us when he's away. But you can stay cool with the TMOS bonus show. You see, most people know that laughter is the best medicine, but it's a little known fact that laughter is also the third best way to keep cool. Facts, bitch. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS that you can get every week with just a few simple keystrokes and or mouse clicks. Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It is and shall always be your passport to the assport.
Oh, yeah.
Copyright TMOS 2019. So please, buy the TMOS bonus show. Do it or sadly, we can't be friends anymore. Brought to you by the Hearts Mountain Pet Supplies.
What?
Brought to you by Hearts Mountain Pet Supplies. Whether it's dogs, cats, birds, fish, or reptiles, Hearts is the best. Try our flea collar. Try our flea collar and your dog will have less ticks than a broken watch. What's wrong with him? Hearts Mountain. Pet Supplies and Real Estate Holdings. Pet Supplies and Real Estate Holdings, Secaucus, New Jersey. God, he's an a-hole even when he's away, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, turn the news on. Thank you. No, that's not what you're supposed to do.
My bad, Mike. My bad.
I made a mistake.
My bad.
No, no, that
I'll
was
take
not
the bullet.
News.
News.
Boo. Real Estate Holdings. Oh, that got me. Kevin Hart, Oscar Santana, you know I'm a big fan, not. Kevin Hart is the highest paid comedian.
Oh, wow.
You want to go back and look. When I'm blowing spit bubbles, when I'm in the assisted living facility and people putting a cold cloth on my head and I'm going, this remind me of 2019.
Okay.
Right? Remind me of 2019 as the year when all this crap was going down. Kevin Hart is the highest paid comedian. He made $59 million over the past year, despite losing his gig as the host of the Oscars, which is not a high paying gig. Anyway, it pays $15,000. Kevin kept his sponsorships with Mountain Dew and Chase and released a Netflix special. He also did a global stadium tour that drops Jerry Seinfeld to number two. He made $41 million. I'll give you the top five. Kevin Hart, Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, Trevor Noah, and Sebastian Maniscalco, who made 26. There it is. Yeah, just like the days of George Carlin, ladies and gentlemen.
Sebastian Maniscalco, and just a quick anecdote, Mike, I might have shared this on the show before. One of the great joys of being in radio is that once in a while you get to become friends with up-and-coming comedians and some established comedians.
Right.
And when Chad and I were on the radio in Phoenix, we had a nice pipeline of different comedians come through from the Tempe Improv at the time. And a lot of them would come from Los Angeles. And I remember Sebastian coming through, and he was in his early 30s at the time, and he was so focused on his path and his career that when him and a bunch of the other guys were set to go out and hang out with us in Scottsdale, go for drinks and hang out, he said, I'm going to pass, guys. I just feel like, you know, sometimes when I drink too much, it's just not good for the show next day, so I'm just going to... He literally said that out loud in the hall of the radio station before we were going to go out. And nobody stopped
Honest
him.
Honest guy.
They just were like, I'm a little older. I don't bounce back the way I did.
And now look at him.
He is now essentially one of the newest kings of comedy.
Yeah, amazing.
And it just shows you that you have to have this chip in you and a lot of luck and grind it out that says, I'm going to sacrifice this for this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the work, so I haven't seen Sebastian, so I haven't seen his stuff. But I know most of this list gets a little frustrating.
Yeah,
you know, and
so
and
I would say he's not number one, but the idea that he's there—that's the only person I could say, hey, that guy's been on this grind in this path for the past 10 years.
I could do a whole show on where I want to see the vision of pop culture in America, because I don't think we're there anymore, and I think we need voices now. We need voices. We need edginess. And we just don't have enough of it, and that's what I'm worried about. I worry about that in film, radio, everything that I just like to see. I'm 60 years old. I would love to see the way it was back in the day when you all this Woodstock. It got me thinking about the counterculture, and there is no. You know, counterculture now, man. Are people?
It's so dead. Woodstock didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, Meriwether Post Pavilion. speaking of counterculture, Easy Rider star Peter Fonda, he died Friday of respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79 years old. Peter was the son of Henry Fonda, the younger brother of Jane Fonda and the father of Bridget Fonda. It's a lot of good movies there. His family issued a statement saying, quote, "While we mourn the loss of this sweet and gracious man, we also wish for all to celebrate his indomitable spirit and love of life. In honor of Peter, please raise a glass to freedom." Mm. And Jane issued her own statement saying, quote, "I'm very sad. He was my sweethearted baby brother, the talker of the family. I've had a beautiful, I had beautiful alone time with him these last days. He went out laughing." Fonda received an Oscar nomination for co-writing Easy Rider, and he produced it for about $384,000. It was directed by his co-star, Dennis Hopper. Hey, man! It was a huge counterculture sensation when it was released all the way back in 1969, just with all the Woodstock stuff going on. Very strange that we lost him this weekend, but, you know, time marches on. Jay-Z wants to be more than just a partner to the NFL. He's looking to become an owner. So-called sources told TMZ that Jay will have a significant ownership interest in a team in the near future. There's no word on which one, though. Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick hit up Instagram to show his support to Eric Reed, Kenny Stills, and Albert Wilson for kneeling during preseason games. He said, quote, "My brothers continue to fight for the people, even in the face of death threats. They have never moved past the people and continue to put their beliefs into action. Stay strong, brothers." That sounds like it might be a subtle shot at Jay, who said his deal with the NFL is the next step after the kneeling.
Okay.
No, I don't buy into that. I don't. I really don't.
Some context, and this is fresh because this just broke, but Jay-Z in a press conference said to reporters that the league is past kneeling, essentially. He goes, "We are past kneeling." We, as proverbial we.
Right.
I think that verbiage for a man that's supposed to be as savvy a businessman as possible, it was the wrong thing to say, and the backlash that's leading up to it is appropriate. I will say this, that there is a place, I think, for everyone to say, okay, how do you change? How do you create change? You're supposed to create change from within. So the idea that Jay-Z could be a prominent stakeholder in ownership and also advise the NFL on some relations, whether it be entertainment or social, that's an opportunity to create real change. It's just not the right place to tell the world that you're past kneeling, because we're not. There's still social injustice. And for those players who have sacrificed their livelihood and overall careers for it, no one's past kneeling.
Well, Eric Reed, who is one of the guys that kneeled on Friday, tossed a shot out of his own saying, quote, "When has Jay-Z ever taken a knee? For you to get paid to go into an NFL press conference and say that we're past kneeling, that's asinine."
Yeah.
So that kind of backs up what you're saying right there. And, you know, it's not my fight. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But, you know, when you look at it from an outsider, you know, I think Jay-Z, Beyonce, that whole empire seems to be focused on one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
Making a little more money for Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's just the way I look at it. Apparently, the hottest new hairstyle is something called the step mullet. Mm. And no, that's not a mullet that married your mom and is trying hard to connect with you. The step mullet is long in the back, just like a standard mullet. But instead of being extra short on top, you have medium length hair on top. Then you part it in the middle like a bob for women or a 90s skater cut. For guys, it just looks beautiful already reading about it. Thanks to the differences in length, it kind of looks like your hair is in the shape of steps. Hey, please cut your hair like this and you're welcome for how amazing you're going to look. Isn't that exciting? Or you could be like Shannon told Oscar and just shave your head. National Potato Day, Oscar.
Yes.
Yay.
Spuds.
A new survey found only 2% of Americans don't like potatoes.
Hey, what's the matter with you if you don't like potatoes? Mm.
Our favorite ways to eat them are as French fries, baked potatoes, mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, and hash browns. Hooray, hooray. Oh. We like potatoes.
Tater tots?
Little tater tots, delicious, and casserole. And now a little something. A Florida man was arrested at a Walmart after police say he stuffed a $7 bottle of wine down his pants, chugged the cheap booze in a store bathroom, and then tried to leave the store without paying. Ty Kelly is his name. He's 55. He was arrested by Pinellas Park police. Florida on Wednesday on a petite theft charge. Always love that charge. It's petite. It's a petite theft. The wine was worth $6.98. The bottle of wine. While in the restroom, he allegedly drank the entire bottle, tossed the empty container into the trash before attempting to leave the store. According to a local TV station, Kelly has an extensive criminal record, including burglary, DUI, battery, and a possession charge. My only question is Walmart watching us while we're taking a dump? That's all I, that's the only thing I wanted to know. I just wondered that. That's it. We will take a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a few final thoughts to wrap up our very, very first day.
Yes. He should have just filled it with water.
Right.
And put it right back.
Yeah.
Instead,
yeah,
he threw it away. Why would he do that?
Well, because he's a criminal with a long history, and he didn't have any food coloring. If it was red wine, why do I think it has to be red? It has to be red wine. Glug, glug, glug. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to
I blew the that Mike up, O'Mara Rob. Show. And I blew that up last
way
week.
To consume it is on Spotify.
I can give you a different
because
one.
Because Spotify.
Oh,
is
you can?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me blow it up again. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now.
I still like
Riley
this one.
Here. Hey, hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns. They show up. They get coffee. They help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. As you know, we are selling fruitcakes on TMOS again this year. It's the most delicious holiday fundraiser ever, but some will hesitate because they just don't understand. They don't understand fruitcake. So, in an attempt to explain, I bring you the Mike O'Mara Show fruitcake ingredient of the day. Today, citron. Citron is that mysterious fruit chunk found within your fruitcake. But there is no reason to fear it. The citron is a large, fragrant citrus fruit with a thick rind. It is one of the original citrus fruits from which all other citrus types have developed. Through breeding and hybridization. Thanks, Rob. Essentially, it's your orange's grandfather, and it's delicious. It is not, however, a French sports car. That is a Citroën. TMOS fruitcakes. Buy now, savor later. Boy, you're really helping me sell them, Rob. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner. Plus, a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket to Florida. Mm. And every purchase supports TMOS. Gary Krimble to you. Can't believe we're doing that already. And time seems to be flying already
we're
before
here.
You know it.
We're here.
It's going to be the end of the summer, and then it's going to be fall. It just is weird. The whole clock on the wall, Oscar, with my kid going back to school on August 12th has got me a little discombobulated.
The earliest
but
in the country,
exciting.
I believe, August 12th.
Is it really?
I think it's the. I was when we were in Cape Cod this past week. One of my sister-in-law's relatives. They live in Florida as well, and we were talking about the school year. That I would say that Luca, who now lives in California, which is my other nephew, he starts in a week in Los Angeles, and Florida starts August 12th. Which is
well, I'll be honest with you. Yesterday, I played golf with a bunch of old buddies of mine, and I'm out there. And if you could be playing golf in an environment that I would best, and we teed off at 8:30 in the morning, so we teed off super early in the morning.
How hot is it that early?
It was. It felt in the middle of this round of golf. I still have a headache from it. I was like so pseudo heat strokey yesterday when I got back down. It's so you know you might as well play golf when you're heating up a tombstone pizza in your oven. That's exactly what it felt like yesterday. I bought a fan, a battery-operated fan to use that doesn't do dick. It doesn't do anything. And because it was 8:30 in the morning, I had this fantasy, oh, I'm playing early. It'll be better. I don't have to bring all my other accoutrements, you know, like towels with soaked in ice or anything like that. And you're getting it this week. You're going to get the amazing heat wave, right?
Temperatures, I think the historically here in the D.C. area, we're at 96. We'll hit 98. That's what they're predicting. Right. For the next 5 days, every day a chance of torrential thunderstorms and a heat wave advisory. Tomorrow may hit 100. It's certainly not something you miss when you come back down from New England. I'll say that.
No, and but New England's getting it too. So it's the whole country as the planet continues to burn up. One last question before we get out of here. I have to ask you, are we going to, have you ever done the Todd Moore fasting experience? Have you fasted? Where you've taken,
Todd talks about
8 days. You did the bone broth thing, but that's not fasting, right?
No, the bone broth option is actually, it's built into the fasting that Todd does. So for those of you who are not in the know, Todd posted during the holiday, if I'm not mistaken, my holiday this past week, that he lost 20 pounds in 8 days because he fasted. And the two things he can consume are coffee and bone broth. I toyed around with the idea of actually doing the fasting, Mike, but I think day one, 6 hours in, I said, this is not what I'm built for. I can do exercise. I'm going to work out. And Todd will also be the first person to tell you that that weight comes right back if you don't change the way that you live. It's just these reset buttons in your life where if you have the willpower to do it, you can lose that weight.
No, you know, I respect everything he does. I truly do. I want to, I mean, and he just does the liquid thing. If the liquid was Ovaltine, I might go for it with that. You know, my daughter did it a little bit, and she didn't make it the whole time. But I just think it makes you. I you know what I have trouble buying? That a fast, that on day three, it takes 2 days, they say, to bust through where you're not missing food anymore. And I looked at Catherine when she got up to our house over the summer, and she was in the middle of her water fast.
Yes.
Where she didn't have bone broth or anything. And I looked at somebody who was completely depleted. Like mentally, physically, and you know, she's not a big person anyway, and I just I worry about it, and you know,
it depends. Now, are people weak when it happens? Yes, I've seen Todd in the middle of a fast, where I'm like, oh man, but that's literally what you're doing. You're reconditioning your body to want less and sustain with less in their body, which in turn lets you lose the weight. Now.
After the fast over? Can you eat like marshmallow fluff?
You can, but you will gain that weight right back like any other diet. It's surreal.
Only faster.
Probably faster.
Because you've been fasting,
yes,
right?
Yes, probably faster.
I'm going to stay, you know, I'm not.
Am I wrong to say that it would be nice to have the willpower to do this? Yeah, it would be fantastic to have the willpower to do this. I don't think I have it, though. The 6 hours, right. I was like, oh, I can't do this. Bone broth is terrible. Put some salt in it. No. Now it's like chicken soup without the chicken. You sit there like, I can't live off this. I think if anybody has the willpower, it'd probably be Rob and Mike of our crew. Possibly Pony, but then he'd waste away and die. Maddie need to do that. So do you think you have the willpower? I should ask you that, Mike.
No, not to fast. There's a lot that's why I'm fat. I mean, I've given up booze for a year. I quit.
That's willpower?
I quit smoking cold turkey. The one thing I have trouble, I have lost weight where I limit myself calorically. I'm not worried at all about the ability where I'd be able to pull it off if I really wanted to do it. I'd just be worried that I'd be a dick to everybody around me more than I already am. So I'm not sure I can pull it. You know, the calorie restriction is enough for me.
Oh, and, I think the people's moods change when they're hungry.
Yeah,
they're hungry.
We can't do it during fruitcake season.
No. The holidays are the wrong time to do it. But I've seen Todd, not just Todd, but two other people in my life. If there's something big coming up, or they have to go to a wedding, and they have to just drop 10 or to 15 to 20 quickly, that is a surefire bet to get it done. Now, is it healthy? I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but they come out looking skinny.
Oh, that you answered my question. So end of discussion. You're saying if you only have 10 to 15 to lose quickly, then you're fine. I'll never have only 10 to 15 to lose quickly. I'm set. Everything's wonderful.
So you don't have to do it. It's not built for you. It's not built for you.
There will never be. I will give this to you right now. There will never be a time in my life where I have 10 to 15, just 10 to 15 pounds to lose quickly. Ever. There will always be. I will, when it comes to weight, I will be looking at a mountain, the tallest mountain in the world, for the rest of my life. Now, if you have to lose a quick 70, then I'm, you know, bring me the fasting materials. That's it. All right. Well, welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Tomorrow, more fun and more thrills. And we'll straighten that out with Pony about vacation. And all
I will.
That,
I promise.
Don't promise anything.
I'll share my tale of woe with the Secret Service.
Oh, yes. You were around greatness. Mm. Oscar was around greatness. We'll get more of that tomorrow. And don't forget, get our fruitcakes, buy the bonus show, and hopefully your mailbag letters tomorrow, too. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.